T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:47 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
President Biden intends to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan within 2 months.
Two.
A third night of unrest in Minnesota after a police-involved killing. More than 50 arrested.
One.
46 states pause distribution of Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine over fears of blood clots. Kansas and Oklahoma included. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning I got a call from one of the traffic trackers. Uh-oh. Traffic tracker Matt found a lower gasoline price out there. Average still $2.59, but there's some retailers that have actually jumped that price up to quite a bit higher. But Matt this morning saw $2.56 near 55th Street South and Broadway. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 58 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 39. Friday, partly cloudy, 20% chance for rain tomorrow, and a high of 57 degrees. Now mostly cloudy, 41 degrees. We have a north wind at 8 miles per hour. McDonald's will mandate worker training to combat harassment, discrimination, and violence in its restaurants worldwide starting next year. McDonald's has 2 million workers at 39,000 restaurants worldwide. The change is part of a larger reckoning over sexual harassment at McDonald's. At least 50 workers have filed charges against the company over the last 5 years, alleging physical and verbal harassment and, in some cases, retaliation when they complained. McDonald's president and CEO, Chris Kempczinski, says the company needs to set clearer expectations and make sure its workers feel safe and respected. Stocks ended mixed Tuesday as investors shook off concerns about the halt in Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine rollout.
Stocks trading mostly higher, shaking off bad news out today on vaccines and inflation. The S&P 500 closing at a fresh record, up 13 points. The NASDAQ adding 1%, up 146. But the Dow fell 68 points. Dow component Johnson & Johnson in the headlines as the FDA announced it's recommending a pause in distribution of that company's vaccine after cases of blood clotting. There have been 6 reported cases of a rare and severe type of clot. Shares were down more than 1% at the close. Meanwhile, the consumer price index rose at a faster clip than expected. The core index was up 0.3% month over month. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Health savings accounts and
Yay.
Medicare. Right. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, with us this morning to tell us all about it. Good morning, sir.
Exciting stuff for a hump day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Steve, you got to like your health savings account, your HSA. Yeah. Monies contributed are after tax. The assets in the account grow tax-free, and distributions are taken out tax-free. Most of us know how to use HSA monies for medical bills, but how do they work with Medicare and Social Security? Well, HSAs allow us to pay a lower premium but a higher deductible for medical coverage. The health savings account is a tax-free place to invest money to pay these high deductible expenses when they come up. Once you enroll in Medicare at age 65, you are no longer allowed to contribute to your HSA. However, if you don't enroll in Medicare and you work for an employer with medical coverage and 20 or more employees, you do not have to enroll in Medicare. You can stay on the employer plan. If the employer plan is a high deductible plan, you can continue to fund your HSA. If you want to contribute to your HSA, do not enroll in Part A Medicare, but do the math as to whether this will be the best for your bottom line. Talk to a Medicare expert or work with your certified financial planner professional to help. Now, once you trigger Social Security benefits, you're required to enroll in Medicare. That's at least for Part A. That means you're no longer allowed to contribute to your HSA. However, you can still use monies from your HSA to pay for out-of-pocket medical expenses. Many investors use HSA as a savings account, and they let the assets grow tax-free, even though they, you know, even though they have medical expenses, and they will pay for those expenses with after-tax money. After all, there's always going to be a future medical expense that the HSA can be used for in most cases. Well, if you paid for an unreimbursed medical procedure and with after-tax money a few years ago, the IRS allows you to reimburse yourself several years later with money from the HSA. That means you can let that money grow tax-free and take it out many years later. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222, and, of course, ask for Don Grant.
Don, today is National Gardening Day.
Oh, well, let's go out and dig a hole.
It encourages gardeners and would-be gardeners to pick up a shovel and some seeds and kick off a beautiful year of homegrown bounty.
Wow. How
about that? Whether you want to grow vegetables, fruit, flowers, houseplants, anything in between, this is the day to get out and do it. National Gardening Day.
It is a worthwhile thing, and I think there's really been a boom in it recently. I mean, with COVID, with people home.
That's well, you're right. Maybe so. How about it, Ted? Are you a gardener?
No. No. Maybe it's something I would like to do if I had more time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's true. You don't have a lot of time.
But no, Ted, it's just something that time. I don't
You said to make time for it, Ted.
Yeah, the thing is that Shelley and I, over the years, have on several occasions, have tried to get a tomato patch going in Riverside.
Right.
Never had much luck.
You know, we didn't.
Plant four or five, and you get these little smaller than baseball things.
We didn't either, and we would put them on pots out on the deck and stuff.
Yeah, tried everything.
And then, of course, then some person at work comes in and just unloads like a billion pounds of them,
yeah,
you know. And
50 softball-sized tomatoes.
Yeah. How
they do that?
I don't know. I don't know what the key is. I know that I always talk about my late grandmother who lived down in southeast Kansas, which is a great place to grow tomatoes. I mean, it's humid. It's like the Ozarks. Yeah. And she used to grow them. She had one. I think they put a picture in the paper down there that it was like big as a pie plate she grew.
Wow. And
they tasted good, too.
Tomato pie.
But I don't know what the secret is. Don't know what the key is. We did have some people.
I think it's sun. It's getting full sun.
West of our house, west of over there, all around Sheridan Street and 13th, there was some people who had a big patch in their backyard for several years.
Right.
And we'd stop by there and load up on, half a dozen of those things.
You'd steal tomatoes from somebody?
No, we bought them. We bought them.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
I haven't seen them for, they didn't do it last year or the last couple of years. All right. Today is gardening day. My wife does she does flowers very, very well. She's
good,
a good flower grower. And I know how to mow the grass and pick dandelions, and that's my gardening expertise.
Hey, do you make dandelion wine?
No, I don't.
I think we ought to do that.
Dandelion wine.
Yeah, bring some in here and just have a little fun morning with some dandelion
sounds
wine.
Sounds really delicious. All right, thank you, Don. 6:55 now, Steve and Ted.
You just dismissed me.
Coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour news with Steve and Ted. A complete look at today's news, including another night of protesting in Minnesota. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.